Good morning, church. So this morning, David and I have the privilege. I'm on my tippy toes. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. Me and David have the privilege of doing communion this morning, and we're both gonna talk about just what the cross means to us and how we've been impacted by what Jesus did on the cross. So I grew up going to Cornerstone, and I started studying the Bible when I was 17, and that's when I got baptized. And I became a disciple, like, knowing what Jesus did for me and knowing that he died for my sins and that my sins are what put Jesus on the cross. But I don't think I really felt the impact of that truth until I was a disciple for a couple of years and just fell into a very repetitive cycle of sin. And it got to the point where I felt as though I'd fallen so short that surely God's grace had run out on me, and, like, surely God was just fed up with me, and I was unfavorable in his eyes. And I was just desperate to earn back a sense of righteousness and, like, a sense of being holy in his sight. And so I just spent weeks, like, studying out my sin until finally someone suggested that I study out grace instead. So I'm going to read from Romans 3 in verse 23 to 26. And it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justified those who have faith in Jesus." And so I think that the reason that I fell into that pit where I felt powerless against sin and unworthy of God's grace is because I had reserved the cross and the gospel for before I was a disciple, and then focused on studying out just discipleship once I became a disciple, which is, like, great, and we should obviously do that. But I had lost sight of how important it is to meditate on what it means that Jesus paid it all and what all really means. So after studying that out, I became just filled with the truth that because Jesus died on the cross, I'm free from both the penalty and dominion of sin. And I'm declared righteous in God's sight because of the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ that has been credited to all who have faith in him. And so during the time when I was, like, in this pit of sorrow, I remember constantly thinking back to my baptism and how I felt when I came out of the water. And it was right over there. And I came up just feeling such an overwhelming sense of gratitude and unity with Christ, and I just felt completely free and pure, and I just started, like, weeping as soon as I came out of the water. And my dad thought that he had, like, held me under for too long, and so he thought I was, like, drowning, basically. but I wasn't. I was just so, like, I just had never been so free and grateful. And so I would think back to that moment, and it made me wish I could get rebaptized just so I could regain that feeling. But now I know that because of Jesus' life and sacrifice on the cross, I get to experience that every day. Like, I don't need to get rebaptized just to feel what I felt that day. And so I'm just going to close out with a quote from a book that I've been reading that Carly gave to me. Shout out to Carly. And it said, "It is not our contrition or sorrow for our sin. It is not our repentance. It is not even the passing of a certain number of hours during which we feel we are on some sort of probation that cleanses us. It is the blood of Christ shed once for all in Calvary 2,000 years ago, but appropriated daily, that cleanses us and gives us a renewed sense of peace with God." And now David's going to share.
Por favor. So since we're talking about, like, what the cross means to us, I was really just trying to spend some time, like, reflecting on that, what the cross means to me. And there was a book that I read, like, a while ago that said that the cross really is, like, the ultimate example of everything. Like, when Jesus was on the cross, he was the ultimate example of humility. He was the ultimate example of love, of grace, forgiveness, all of that. And that's, like, really impactful to me when I think about all of that. But really, what the cross, like, means to me the most is, like, whenever I reflect on it, I just feel incredibly grateful because Jesus, through his sacrifice, has given me something to hope for. And just for, like, some context, like, before I was a disciple, I had no hope. I was just completely hopeless. All throughout high school and the beginning of college, I just was lost and empty. I was searching for meaning in things that would not fill me up at all. I, like, distracted myself with, like, video games and Netflix just to, like, take my mind off this, like, constant void that was just gnawing at me. And the only way that I would, like, ever feel good is if, like, other people gave me validation. And, like, I just started searching for validation from other people to just fill me up. But it was always temporary, and it would always just leave me empty afterwards. And I felt like without the acceptance that other people gave me, then I just completely hated myself on my own. And, like, that feeling of self-hatred just really, like, intensified after I lost this, like, relationship that was really important to me in the beginning of my freshman year of college. And, like, I just felt like without this person that I just hated myself and that I was nothing. And, you know, I'm not trying to say all this to say, like, oh, woe is me. Like, I had all these problems that, like, a lot of people experience, but, like, that's just, like, the kind of people that we are when we don't know Jesus, when we don't have the cross. And so even though all of that really, like, sucked at the time, I'm really grateful for that because it showed me that I had a need for something a lot bigger than what I was searching or what I was trying to fulfill myself with. Like, since I had grown up as a Kingdom kid, like, I knew about the church and I knew about God, but I had spent my whole life running away from that. But I was like, why don't I just, you know, give this a shot? So I started studying the Bible, and as I was studying the Bible, I learned about Jesus and his sacrifice for me, and I realized that that has given me something way bigger to hope for, something that's way, you know, outside of myself, because before I was just putting all of my attention into myself, but Jesus has given me a purpose, like, outside of myself to, like, focus on other people, to focus on him. And he's given me a love that is so much more fulfilling than any person could ever give you. And most of all, like, this love is eternal, and this hope is eternal. God and Jesus have given us something to hope for beyond this life. And I just want to read 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. And it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade." And I just read that because it really just reminds me of what I was talking about this whole time. Like, there is something to hope for. Jesus has given, through his death on the cross and resurrection, we have something to hope for. Without that, this would, like, everything really would be meaningless. But because of that, like, that's the greatest victory of all time. And I'm just really grateful for that. But, yeah, let's, oh, and communion is going to be at the tables today. So let's pray.